Now, today, as we begin in the book of Leviticus, I want to turn back to this book, and before we get into the text, I'd like to put down an introduction to Leviticus, because I consider it now one of the most important books in the Bible. Many years ago, I read where Dr. Kellogg made the statement that he considered the book of Leviticus the most important book in the Bible, and I felt like he must have tongue-in-cheek to make a statement like that. And then I heard a great preacher in Memphis, Tennessee, years ago, Dr. Dudley, say he considered the book of Leviticus the greatest book in the Bible. And then on our radio program several years ago, I made an experiment. I began teaching this book. I wanted to study it, and I wanted to see if these men were accurate. And I must confess that I had misgivings as to the value of Leviticus for a popular exposition on the Bible. And may I say that I discovered that it was a thrilling book. And not only that I now could say honestly that I consider the book of Leviticus one of the most important books of the Bible. And if it were possible for me to get the message of this book into the hearts of everyone in Southern California that is just even religious, I could end all the cults and isms that are here. For this book will certainly do just that. Now, the book of Leviticus was written by Moses. It's part of the Pentateuch. It's Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus. And in Leviticus, we just don't go anywhere. We're just marking time at Mount Sinai. The book opens and concludes at this same geographical spot, Mount Sinai. And God was giving the law there. And we saw at the end of the book of Exodus that God gave the instruction for the building of a tabernacle, and then it was constructed, and the glory of the Lord filled it. Now, Leviticus gives the order and rules of worship in the tabernacle. It's the great book on worship. And the Hebrew word, vayikra, opens the book, and it means, "And he called." God moves into the tabernacle now, and he no longer speaks from Mount Sinai. He calls the people to him here at the tabernacle, and he tells them how they're to come, how they're to walk before him. And this, I think, is a wonderful message for the church, because the church, actually, the name is Ekklesia in the Greek, and that means called out ones, those that have been called out. And God called to the people out of the tabernacle and asked them to come to him. And the Lord Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." This book will have a wonderful message for us today.